Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our scripture reading today is from Genesis chapter 24. We read the first 27 verses and spent some time there last week. We will read just a few verses from the end of Genesis 24 in God's Word, the Bible. Then Rebekah and her female servants mounted the camels and rode away with the man. So Abraham's servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac came from Beer Lahai Roi, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to relax in the field in the early evening. Then he looked up and saw that there were camels approaching. Rebekah looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked Abraham's servant, "Who is that man walking in the field toward us?" "That is my master," the servant replied. So she took her veil and covered herself. The servant told Isaac everything that had happened. Then Isaac brought Rebekah into his mother Sarah's tent. He took her as his wife and loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So much time elapses between the first promise of the gospel in Genesis chapter 3 and the New Testament. Details and people and their names that are often hard for us to wrap our tongues around. It is easy to lose sight of God's hand on the wheel. Of course, we see him in the big stuff. Things like the flood and the Tower of Babel, things like that. The major events that shaped the world and the Jewish people over thousands of years. But what about all of life in between the big events? We know God is orchestrating the big things, but what about the details of life in between? Just how involved is God anyway? And what does that mean about God's providential directing of affairs in today's world? God is far more involved in the simple details of our daily life than we often have any awareness of. It is obvious from this account why Abraham trusted and valued his servant so highly. He never lost track of his purpose. He continually deflected attention from himself to either his master Abraham or to Abraham's God. He labored diligently to promote the interests of Abraham and Isaac. All the while, he is taking notes. He is noting precisely how God has directed his affairs. As we read the initial account, and then as we see his recitation of it, how many times does Abraham's servant draw attention to God? How God would do this, and God had done that, over and over. It is God directing his affairs. The servant must have had some inkling of how significant his own part was in all of this. Remember God's promise to Abraham. He said, "I will make you a blessing to the whole world. You are going to have more offspring, more descendants than can be numbered, more than the sand of the sea, more than the stars of heaven." And here is Abraham, and his servant is not in the dark about it. He knows what is going on. Abraham is looking around, and it will be through Isaac. But Isaac is not even married yet. How is Abraham going to have this countless number of offspring so long as Isaac stays single? The servant is the one who gets sent to the far country to fix it, to find him a wife. It has to be the right girl because she is the one who, along with Isaac, will be the parents of this immense multitude of descendants. The servant must have had some idea just how important a task he was sent on. The servant used everything he had at his disposal to pursue the goal of finding his master's son a wife. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.